Rabbi Yechanan hechi mevarech al zayis maliach. Rabbi Yechanan apparently was known to have salty olives. So hechi mevarech, what bracha did he give? Kevan de shakilna lagarinei, what was the concern? Because once you take the pit out of the olive, botzalei shiura, and no longer has a shear, right? Because the shear l'chara is a kezayis. So when you take the inside out of the kezayis, obviously there's no shear. Omalei. So Rab Zeira said to Rabbi Yirmiya, "Mi sarves." Rabbi Yirmiya was the Amoraim that was a daikon. Rabbi Yirmiya was the Amora that was very, very precise in Halach Lamaisa. Rabbi Yirmiya in Masechtas Beya, the Gemara says that if a bird will go 50 amos away from its nest. Halach Lamaisa, that means that if one prepared a nest of birds, a coop of birds, so none of the birds are muksa because you prepared them for Yom Tov. So any of the birds that are within 50 amos, we know they belong to the coop that was prepared. So Birmiya asked, what happens if you find a bird that is 1 foot on one side of 50 and 1 foot on the other side of 50? Could be a similar. Rabbi Yirmiya had a few shilas like that. So he also remembers, right. So as a result, they thought he was b'mitzir laz and shurim. B'mitzir laz. The emes is he was a certain daik and aloch, a tzarechi, and why they threw him out. And he wanted to know exactly what is this year. What's pshat ad v'advachal, ad v'advachal. But apparently in the base of Midrash, they thought that he was questioning the yisayt of shurim. So this is l'shitasei. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, I know that if you take a pit out of his eyes, his bracha is make his eyes. So what happened? What bracha did he make? Omalei misavres kezayis godel beinan, kezayis beinoni beinan. Vahu dais l'kam to Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, it wasn't stam that he was asking Rabbi Yechanan, he was making it up. There was a maisa shoya. That Rabbi Yechanan was sitting around and they brought olives. And he saw that they ate the olives and b'chalim made a bracha. So he wanted to know what happened over there. So they said, no, they were very careful that they brought in front of him Zayas Godel Have. The Afal Gav de Shoklu Le Garinuse Poshle Shiura. So there was still a shear of a Kazayas left. Did none. Zayas Sha'amru Le Koton Vele Godo. That when we have Shear of Achil, the Gemara says, Morin Sukkah says the what? That the Shi'urim Mechitzes Vechatzitzen Aloha Lemoshe Misinai. That all Shi'urim and the construction of Mechitzes and the Aloha, what's the Chatzitza between that when a person goes to Mikveh, Aloha Lemoshe Misinai, the details of the Rokhi and the Moshe Rabbeinu. So Gemara says, where is that in addition to the Shi'urin being Halacha L'Mosh Misinai, they were attached to a Pasuk. Eret, what was the Pasuk? The Shiva Minim. Right? Chita, Sa'ira, Geffen, Tena, Rimon. Each one of the Peiris, Eretz Yisrael, so they became a Shirin Halacha. Right? Exactly how to understand it, have to understand a little bit more deeply. But it means that the Rebbeinu Shalom either used one of the Eretz Yisrael to be the Sacha Kol of Halacha. So Eretz Yisrael became Eretz El Gufa. The actual physical plant of Eretz Yisrael became part of Halacha, became part of the Messiah. Because you could only transmit Halacha if you had a Zayas Te'ina Rimon, right? Could be that's one way of looking at it. Could be a covered for Eretz Yisrael, Tzarachian. But the Rebbeinu Shalom used the Peirush and Nishtabach of Eretz Yisrael to be the Shiurin. Again, when you think about it, it doesn't require, it makes so much sense that the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael would be the Shiur of Halacha, that you would transmit Eretz, you transmit Halacha, you understand, you teach Halacha through Eretz Yisrael. The only question is, you know, what came first? But it's Stakel Beirais Bara Alma. So Eretz Yisrael is in a place, you know, because we're also going to have a Shiur that you only find out in Mexico about for Halacha. It's not Shaykh. Lamai, the Dominican Baruch Hu made Eretz Yisrael the place where all the shiurim would be found. The Dominican Baruch Hu made the halacha al pi Eretz Yisrael. So that's Sarochi, how to figure it out. But the but that this is a davar hayah, davar ra, makes sense. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said that a kezayis is going to be the shir v'achila. Person Rachmana Litzlan is going to be over nisari and avela. Even Menachah is going to be a kezayis. Pachis be kezayis is also, but pachis be kezayis doesn't have oinshin. When it comes to the mitzvah achilas matzah, it's kezayis. So this kezayis, zayis sheomru, loikotan veloigodol elabenini. It's your average kezayis. Vizu aguri. Vomre biyavol avaguri shemoy elabruti shemoy v'amilei samrusi shemoy v'lamidik v'aguri sheshamnei ogur v'seichoy. That a kezayis has exactly which kezayis they were referring to, that's the machlekes. But the lashon of why they called it a kezayis, aguri mezuman letzeis mimenu shenivla befrike mashke. That the oil, the way the oil relates to the olive is different than the way the orange juice relates to the orange. Exactly, you know. Exactly the how to describe the difference tzarachian, but Chazal understood that the orange juice was soaked in, was absorbed by the flesh of the orange, and you only got it out by squeezing the flesh of the orange. And an olive is different. It's mezuman l'seis mimenu, and that fits in with halacha saying that the olive oil is like the olive. Right, that's what we learned, that one could give trumas and maizras, both shem and v'yitzer, olives and grapes, that the wine and the olive oil is mamash of the peri. So one can give trumas and maizras, vice versa. That's what we discussed, that the halacha of shemen and of yayin is clearly the halacha of the pri. Only shaila is how would you make the bracha. That's Boyre Priya Pri. So that's what we learned. Good. So the Gemara says that the Kezayis is the Kezayis Aguri, and therefore the Shear of a Kezayis was the Shear of a Kezayis was a Kezayis Beinani, and they made sure to give Rabbi Yechanan large Kezayisim, large Zayisim. Well, exactly was the question that they were asking. Heichi, how did he make a bracha? Botzer lo shiura, v'gabe birchus peiros ha'aretz achila k'siva v'achila v'kezayis. No, so what is, which bracha are we referring to? Was that? L'chayim v'gabei berchus peiros ha'aretz achila k'siva. So it says v'achalta v'sevot v'erachta. V'achila is b'kezayis. So botzer lo shiura means for a bracha achrayna. All right. So apparently they saw that he only had one olive. Lo yitzer, he had lots of olives. No, so it wouldn't have been a shaila. But they saw that he had one olive. No, so how did he make a bracha achrayna? And they assumed. They saw that he made a bracha achrayna, right? Heichi mevorech al zayis miliach. How did he make this bracha? Taisves omalei. Haynu davke b'brocha shel achirav. It's got to be a brocha shel achirav. V'be'inan shir. Aval b'bracha shalafonav avilopachis mikashir. L'chayra, they place the hand with davka bracha achrav, it means he knows that the Rishonim would disagree. V'be'inan shir. Aval b'bracha shalafonav avilopachis mikashir d'osil honis ma'al mazeb le'bracha bein l'inyan achila bein l'inyan shtiyam. Aval b'bracha shalachrav v'inan shir malay lugma. So what's Tosfos pointing out of here? What's the Tosfos building up over here? Bracha Rishayna couldn't be. Why? But how could maybe the Achilo is a Shir? As am I?
It's all about, it's just and not.
Because the Lashon is Osir Lihonis, right? Doesn't it Osir Lechel? Osir Lihonis Ba'ilam Azeb Le'Bracha. Okay? So Hanna L'Chayra can be L'Chayra. Why maybe it's Hanna with a Shir? Maybe Osir, when we say Osir L'Achil is a Shir. Maybe why isn't Osir L'Honish the Shir?
Why would
we
say
Hanna? Then we say Osir Achila. Maybe it's a different Shir for Hanna.
So anything.
That it
made a Shir or something.
Why? Well, I understand. If Achila could also be anything. Because also lihonis is that couldn't be with the shir. Now we know that we already had a sugya. No, what was the sugya from which we were able to tima, right? What dav? Yudalin, good valid. So the so dav yudalin we had that it's mutar litaim, right? So apparently the difference between the teima and achila is the difference between achila and anah. Right? Gemara said it's mutar litaim. That means the Gemara was saying that there is a te'ima hasura that's less than achila. Right? Where it says achila is asur. Te'ima is mutar. Right? So vayis tachayis, that means... No, Gemara says that te'ima's muter. Vayisachayis, there's some te'ima plus is aser. Right? So, what's te'ima? So, what's te'ima? So, we had several shitas. What were the shitas? Veleya upoilate. That there is no hanoas me'ayim. Right? So, there the Gemara is saying that that Hanoah has to have some ingestion. All right? By Leu Pilot. What else did we learn? Pachas Me'irvias. The Gemara said that the some Rishonim said, but the Gemara said Ad Rivyasa. So what's Pshat Ad Rivyasa? So Ad Rivyasa could be that if a person was by Leu Upoilet, Arivias, all right, that's already enough Hanoah. Right? So ad reviyasa means, but if it's boileo perlitim reviyas, that's one mahalach, right? That's what else? So yeah, so the Magen Avraham quotes Rishonim will say that toyim was intent. That if my intent was to be toyim, even if I swallow it, but toyim means it wasn't. My intent was not to have a no from it. My intent was just to taste it, to find out how tasty the food is. Machlok is whether it has to be davke b'shas bishul, or whether it can even be te'ima to find it if I can serve it, liachar bishul. Right? But so again, so we have at least, I think, four shitas. So one shita is that it goes with my intent. If my intent is not to get benefit from it, my intent is only to figure out whether the food is good or not, so that's mutter. And then you say, Adle Rivasa. At one point, your te'ima flips into an achila. Right? That's another approach is that if I'm toyeim upoilet, so it doesn't matter, I may even want to have hanoas cheikh, but I don't have hanoas garvin or hanoas me'ayim. So that kind of hanoah, that's the hanoah to be muteris. Hanoah could also be shir. Hanoah, which is toyim upoilet, that's not hanoah, which comes from being toyim. That's not the hanoah. So we have a shir for hanoah. Or Gemara says it could be that Toimu Poilet Arevius, that's already a significant Hana. So that's what Taish was saying is, I knew Davki Bibrocha Shalachar, Divina and Shira, Bibrocha Shalfanov, Afilu Pachis Mikashir, because then we already defined what's called Hana. Hana is something more than being Tayyim. Each one Lefishi Tosa. The Osir Lihona is Ma'ilam Azeble Bracha. And you can say a little bit sharper, Lu Yatsuyir, that there was a formal Shir Tana, call it a Revias, Pachis, whatever. So then, the Toimu Poilet wouldn't be Nasugya. It would have been Hanaz Pachis Mi, would be totally Shir. There wouldn't be anything else to discuss. Elomai, the Gemara says, Hanaz means that it has to be Hanaz Gorin, Hanaz Meayim, that if it's Hanaz Chek, according to one sheet, it would be at least a Revias. So that we've learned already. So after that, any time a person ingests, when he drinks it, he eats it, it goes down, then there's no shear. Bein le'inyan achila, bein le'inyan shsiya. And why is Tosfos stressing bein le'inyan achila, ours is talking about achila. Bein le'inyan achila, bein le'inyan shsiya. Avol bivrocha sheliachar rav, bein and shear. And there the shear has to be Binan Shir Mole Lugmov. Al Kain Yeshli Zoyer, Lishtois Mikois Shul Brocha, Mole Lugmov. Kadesh Yivorech Liacher of Mayen Sholish Brochis. So, therefore, Taisva says that this sugi over here is having a solid, which is a Kazayas. All right, so kacha, now we've learned that in that for a bracha achrayin, a birkas hamazayim, we know that midei raisa it's kdei sviya, a kibetza, and midei rabbanon is a kezayis, right? And when it comes to the me'ein sholosh, so say whether it's a din dei raisa din rabbanon, how do we paskin? How's the mishnah ber machriya? Me'ein sholosh on peiros. Yes, you think it's a drabbanon. I think Mishnah is machriel lokle. I think so. But the machlokes is showing him whether it's they rise it, but either way, it's going to be a kezayis, right? That's what our sugya is talking. That's our sugya. And then the Gemara, and then Taisva says, and if you're going to drink, what happened to the kezayis? What happened to a liquid kezayis? Mole lugma is not a kezayis. Mole lugmav is kifikal odav adam. When he moves a certain amount of hana, that a person that's cheekful. So Taisva says, I'm a brachash achra bina and shir mole lugmav. Why did he switch from solid to liquid? Al kain, not te halachalamaisa. Al kain yeshizar lishtais mi keshal bracha mole lugmav. Kedeshi yivarech la achra me ein sholish brachis. Have a kosher bracha. Why is this all of a sudden the kosher bracha? What does he say? Al kain calls mancha shaisim. Calls mancha shaisim yayin. Calls mancha. Whenever you're going to have oil with that nigri lirafua, make sure you have a mole lugmav. Whenever you have an olive, make sure you have two olives. Three olives. Make sure it's more than your average olive without a pit. What's the every time you see one of these olives that have the red pepper inside? No, you can remember the sugya. Instead of the pit, you have a red pepper. So the mask is all sugya. So no. So what's this? What's Taisva saying? Davke ab koishel bracha, so it has to have mole lugmav kedei sheyivarech liachir of meyein sholish brachis. V'rihaya oimer bebarei nefoshes kevan de lab bracha chashuvehi afilu bebotzer mishur mevrachin and barei nefoshes rabbis. Re said that everything we said until now that it requires a shear. That's what Taisus is Lagabi Abrocha Chashuva. But bari nefashos is not a bracha chashuva. What does it mean to have a bracha chashuva? Was that?
Maybe prati.
Maybe what?
Like prati?
Generally not.
Generally.
Could be. Not sure. Go ahead.
It's not really about the food itself.
Could be.
Could it be that he's paraphrasing Rashi, that it's not Gavi Peros Aretz. Rashi said Gavi Peros Peros Aretz.
Why would that be a bracha? What did we have so far? What do we know about Nefasha so far?
A later edition.
Meaning
the Gemara at first doesn't recognize it as a prophet.
What does the Gemara call it? Leiklum, right. Right. So we know that the Gemara calls the Bari Nefasha, he says, almost didn't make it onto the art scroll, right? They almost said Leiklum. Elamai, we said until now, how could it be a Leiklum? No, it's spelled Leiklum, that Bari Nefasha might be Beteris Minog, not Beteris Din. Right now, the nusach lech ayra has to come from the nusach. We know it comes from the Tanakh. It's in the Mishnah, so we know the nusach comes. But the obligation to say bar nefashos, so we know, is a lower level chiyuv. So that lech ayra, again, I'm just suggesting that hayayis that we know that the chiyuv bar nefashos is a lower level chiyuv. So it could be that that's what Taisva says. It's a bracha. She'ena chashuva. And since it's a bracha, she'ena chashuva, the la bracha chashuva, afilu bebotze mishiura mivarachinon bari nefosha is rabbis. How do you connect the dots? Because it's not a bracha chashuva, so therefore it will relate even to a pochis mikashir. No?
So when we talk about things like achila, like being a kesayis, I guess you don't need an act of shtia. Right, whereas you would think that maybe you should have for bracha to be like we said by Rashi about Berkas Peres Haaretz, right? That there we require an act of achila. I guess something maybe where you would require shtia. You don't really for a bracha that's not so chashuv. You don't really require the same level of shtia.
So apparently that is what the Gemara is saying. That's what Taisus is arguing. But how do you logically? What's the svara? To say that if it's a bracha with a lower level chiyuv,
that you wouldn't require the same level of shtia. Maybe you wouldn't require shtia in the sense of requiring
right, it could be, let's say even take the approach that bari nefashos would be a minog. A minog means a minog is a chazal or mesakin, there's different kinds of minogim. A minog should higul chazal. So it could be that they didn't use all of the parameters of the halacha. Could be. So Bri says, Bari Nefashos came with the lab Brocha Chashuvi, Afila Babotsi Mishur Mivarchinon. But Tzorchin, well, exactly what this line means. V'loy Nira, Satayisva says, we disagree with the Ri. They came on the Bari Nefashos Tiknu Kenegin Ala Geffen, Kehechid Ala Geffen, Boishura Babari Nefashos, Rabbis Nami Boishura. So when the Taisva says, no, Bari Nefashos Tiknua, so the Takanas Chazal. So the Takanas Chazal was that this is the bimkoim for Alagefen. Chazal were misakin that why should we reserve a bracha achreina only for that which the Torah has obligated us? Chazal were also misakin to say hayda. There should be some hayda. In other words, with Chazal is L'chor Teis was saying is that Chazal learned from the halacha a certain approach. They learned that we should be moden makir toiv achar achila. So it's like the Ritzayin HaBori approach. They learned that the Ritzayin HaBori is to be makir toiv, to be moden achar achila. So now Chazal say, okay, so let's take the Ritzayin HaBori and make it more pervasive. Let's build on it. Right? Moshe Lema Dover Doime, you have the Ramban's Mahalach, Kedoshim Tiyu. That it should be a novel Bershutta. Because Baruch Hu gave us certain guideposts, guidelines, certain ways, certain hanhogas, certain midas. So now Chazal and Misakin based on those midas. Moshe, V'havtri Achokom Moicha. So Chazal were misaking specific ways of being mekayim ava, nicham abeilim, and drikur choylim, and chazkala. Those are takonas Chazal to mekayim and mitzvah. So here we're saying, v'sisa yoshev atoiv. So we learned last year, so Chazal, 2 years ago, Chazal were misaking the din of the bar mitzvah, the right of first refusal for a neighbor. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mahalach, but didn't tell us all the different ways of being chazal or misaken. So now Tosfos is saying that if the pshat in Burin of Fashis is that chazal or misaken, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a din of being makir toiv after the peiros shemish din shtabach in Eretz Yisrael. So after chilus sviyah, so chazal were now being misaken. Other ways of being mekayim the retzayin of bar lachayra, they change as little as possible. They would say Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechayiv us to be makir toiv for an achila when it comes to the peiros isaris, and that will be misakin to be mechayiv abracham liachar an achila that is not me peiros isaris. V'loy nirah, they came in the Burin of Fashis, can they get alagefen? Keichid alagefen boishura. V'Burin of Fashis, Rabbi, nami boishura. Who could bring a raya for the reef from our sugya? Possible raya. No?
Because alagefen carries.
No, from our sugya. Boy, Rabbi Yirmi, Omele Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zayim, Rabbi Yechanan. We watch Rabbi Yechanan. Was that? Yeah, no. They watch Rabbi Yechanan.
Why can't you just say that the bracha that Rabbi Yochanan made
at
the
end
is the bracha of
Brin Foshes? Now we'll say one of two ways. For a second. Now what you're saying is very good. Saying very good. They saw Rabbi Yechanan. They brought out olives. They saw Rabbi Yechanan one olive, and they saw maybe either they were wondering that it's that Rabbi Yechanan. They said Heichim Avarchi. That means one of two things. Yeah. No. What was that? Afilu Sichas V'Teila Shel Yosef. No. So what was that? It's like an aha moment, but...
Being humble.
What's that?
Being humble.
That's right, a humble aha.
God got it.
So when they saw it, he was saying one of two things. Either they were saying, it's like not shayach for Rabbi Yirmiya to eat in a way that he wouldn't say a brach achorayna. Not shayach, he's not going to bench, right? Not shayach. He wouldn't be nend from this without making a bracha achrayna. Either that, or it means they saw that he said something afterward. So they weren't sure if it was a very, very slow burn of fashis, or it was a quick alayt, right? But l'chayra, you could bring a raya to the ri, and the ri could limp shot in the Gemara. When Hechim made him make a bracha afterward.
Well, earlier said he did from Shlakos. Came from 6 lines up.
No, yeah. Came
from 6 lines up. But he said that he made a bracha before and afterwards. So obviously he made a bracha afterwards.
Yeah, but
he may have had
a lot of shlokas. What?
It's the same case.
Why is it a different case? You're assuming that chomus is the exact same case.
Why wouldn't it be?
I mean, the raya would be because Tosfos says, okay, maybe what he had.
The question is, Heichim Baruch HaZayis Meich from that case where he made it.
It could be, because then that's Tosfos saying it's a Meliach and Reseach. But Lachar, it's two separate events, and that's what Tosfos is saying, that this is like Shlokos.
I'm saying if it wasn't from there, then how is the Gemara's question coming from? How do you make a bracha? Maybe you don't make a bracha on it. There had to be a halakha that you can make a bracha on it.
No, so that's what I'm explaining. You can learn it one of two ways. And I'm responding to your question even before you asked it, right? that it could go in two ways. It could be that it was a separate situation, and they could not accept that Rabbi Yechanan would eat without being mechayim himself a bracha achrayna, just like Tosfos just said, make sure you have a mali lugma. Or it was that they saw that he said something afterward, and they were wondering what he said. Did he say burn? Did he say al al eitz? Or did he say hinin muchum zuman and the chashem yuchid kitchen? You're going to burn fashas. That's how else could they make mistake the two, right? So the re could be saying that heichim avarch. What bracha did he make? Did he make a burn of fashas? Did he make it al right? So that would be a raya to the re.
Heichim doesn't mean what?
Heichim
means how do you make a bracha?
I'm not sure. Now, how he made the bracha could be one of two situations. How did he make that bracha? Or how did he eat? Not make a bracha. He must have made a bracha. No? So, Tosfos says, so you could, it could be, that's the way he reads it. It could be. Ubi Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechich, Heichi, Baruch, Azayis, Holei, Havi, Shiura. The Yerushalmi had the same story. This is the way they told it over in Eretz Yisrael. In Babel, they told it over that he had a large zayis out of pit. In Eretz Yisrael, they told it over. It could have happened in Eretz Yisrael. Yechim was Eretz Yisrael liquor. So he said, the Havishura, so Reb Zera responded, Mishaberia, Enachanami. This was, he did not have a, he couldn't have had a gazayis, because apparently a zayis milich, they take out the pit. But what happened? Mishaberia. One has one grape, but that one grape is less than your average size olive. You have one seed of a pomegranate. If the taka chaylik ain halacha kemoise shor shalmi, we possibly the babli. Rabbi Yosei mefarish shalmi ain chaylik al gemoid de shalom. Halacha marvi she usra garinim v'nimlach. Im kein lehaya kibri yosei. Avolim ochle sholem afilim hoye preda achas shalvim mevarcha lav tchila v'soiv. So that would seem to indicate that there were two separate events, at least two separate events, that the Yerushalmi is talking about the story where Rabbi Yechonon had one olive, and it was kibri yasai, and apparently he swallowed it with or without the pit.
What?
Yeah, what, why are you swimming with?
This is the Rishonim. We're talking about there was nothing done to it.
So then what was the question? What was Rabbi Yechonon's question then?
It's less than a kazayas, so how did he...
But he had a kazayas. He had a zayas. He had a zayas. So that's why I said machloekis. How to figure this out? Okay. So the hacham marishus is the hacham marishus for garinim in nimlach. Im kein loyhoye kibri yosei. Avol im ochle sholem. The Tosfos seems to indicate the way Avi saying it. Afilum hoye preda achas shel rimon mevarchel of tchilu v'soif. So therefore, even though it had a, it therefore it was kibri yosei. L'chari, that means with the pit inside. Elamai, so why? So then it was a zayas. Ugmar Yerushalmi ha'yasomer shazayas ha'yasholim. V'lacha chutzur l'tarvich bo'oisa'in de'ochel preda de'biria ve'einon chelken yachad. Okay.
Why can't you have a
zayas? Hold on. So, toast, so far how many... Okay, a little bit and we'll see. Va'oy yesh v'rishalmi hechad ebarach haturim v'usad emechle v'nafal miyad v'shok l'achrina v'oy b'ruchi zim na'achrisa u'parach ma'ishna me'emes ha'mayim. One of the sugyas that we're going to be discussing when Tam Shita is a person made a bracha on a bean and then the bean fell. Does he have to make another bracha? Right? Now that is a huge yisoid. You have bean. The person very rarely eats one bean, right? Lachara means he's having a dish of bean, and he picked up one bean. Lachara is going to eat the entire dish, and or at least more than one bean. But he picked up one bean and said a barei pri adam on it. And then the bean fell and he couldn't find the bean. So this Yerushalmi is saying, does he have to make another bracha or not? What do you mean? And if it wouldn't have fallen, he would have swallowed it and picked up another bean. Would he make another bracha on that bean?
No.
So why, if this bean falls, was it Mali? He made a bracha on the whole bowl.
He'd eat it. He'd like secure the bracha.
What's that?
He'd secure the
bracha. So, but his bracha is chal on the same bean, on the whole bowl.
If he didn't make a chal.
What's that?
If he didn't make a chal.
So eat the next bean.
It's
making the bracha
specific.
So this is the yesod that we will discuss at great length, that you see that there is a cheftza shel bracha. So the Yerushalmi says, a cheftza shel mitzvah by even a birchas hanenin. So Yerushalmi says, Maishna me amas hamayim perish de mevarach lishtois v'hani ozli v'hani achrina neno. Person is, so you're by the water fountain. So you put the water fountain on and you make a bracha. The water that you've seen, it's gone already. Right? You go to a brook and you want to make a bracha. So you're about to make a shakal ibn varay and pick up some water to drink. That water left already. So Yerushalmi says, why is it different? We don't say you could only drink from a stream with a kois. You have to. When a person makes a bracha on the water from a stream, he's making the bracha that's upstream. When a person makes a bracha on a water fountain, he's not making the bracha on the water which is coming out. He's making a bracha. He knows more water is coming. Otherwise, he wouldn't be standing making a bracha. He knows there's more water in the system. He's making a bracha on the bracha that's going to be there after he finishes bracha. The tormos is different. This was the tormos he's making a bracha on. It was chal on this tormos. Mishum dahavi bracha levatola, v'chein nochein loymar al kol bracha levatola, baruch shem kavay malchus elom ve'et. We'll focus on this taisvus, a different shir. How to understand this whole episode of baruch shem kavay malchus. Now, what is it doing in our taisvus though? V'oid yesh b'rishalom heichid the baruch. How is that connected?
Was it the same Yerushalmi?
So you invite your Yerushalmi.
No,
could be.
Is that
true?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Good. Okay. So what has to be explained in the Seifus?
What's the connection between that and the Tosfos and the Tosfos?
Okay. Good. What else?
Rebbe wants to
talk about
the Shasia. Why are we focused?
What's the Havin? Should be different than Achila. Okay.
Tipped off his hand on that one.
Okay, what else?
Why should Iberia be?
What's the deal about Iberia? We know Iberia is different. In what area of Allah do you say Iberia is different?
Like Isra?
The Lord have in mind?
That's
the Sugya. What else? Birya Leiba Tela. When we have a din that miut is batal b'roi, but batal b'shishim, but a birya Leiba Tela. So there, the birya is choshev enough that we say it does not become insignificant by having a lot of other stuff around it. It maintains the significance. Okay? Over here, what are we saying over here? We're saying that Abiria, that if something is Kibriyasai, so there's a machlaikis rishonim, if there is a machlaikis hasugyas, and how we're going to paskin, when the Yerushalmi told the story of Yechanan, was it the same story? And therefore, there are different answers to the same story, with the different stories. And therefore, different halachas. So the machlekes Bali HaTosfos is whether there is such a din, whether it's lochule alma that Iberia, we have one pomegranate seed that is so choshev that even though it is so much less than a kezayis, right, I can have a small piece of cake, a small cookie, pochis mekezayis, and our Gemara is saying you would not make a bracha rishana. A bracha rishana, correct. But if you have a one seed of a pomegranate, that's a barrier ready. So it has its own chashivas. So we learn chashivas in the context of not being bottle. What's pshat in chashivas that it now is ke'ilu, it has a shir. What's that got to do? L'chara, how would you make the question stronger, Menachem? Where is the din of shir coming from?
Chalta v'savata.
Okay, so l'chayra, if the din of shir is it has to be a ma'isa achila, so the fact that I have a birya, have a davar choshev, that makes it more of a ma'isa achila. If you learn that the din of achila, the din of asviya, means it has to be a certain amount of hanah that you're getting. So you tell me, but now that I have a little pomegranate seed, and that's the way, because Baruch Hu created the pomegranates, and set that we have 613 little berries, so now every berry is a davar chashev. What's chashivas got to do with this? Lu yitzuyer, I have a tiny, tiny piece of the very expensive, the bab katirs, right? One of those things that you spend. What was that? Right, so those are with the market closed on they're very expensive things in there. So you can have a little crumb; it has greater value than having a little cookie from the back of Grand Essex. No, so you're going to tell me that if you have pochis mikazayis of above kutir, you're going to make a bracha achreina. Right? Why would that be strange to say? Because it's achila sviya. What's it got to do with being choshev? So it could be more choshev. It could be that if you put a little box, a little drop inside, you say, davar choshev, put the right label on it. So that's what Menachem, that's what Ari's putting out. But what's a beer got to do over here? Why is chashiva is going to be a separate din in a brach achreina? No, the rappella. So Taisvis gave us many halachas of here. The core of the Taisvis is our sugya, Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan was, they were once watching Rabbi Yechanan, and he had a zayas moluach, and he made some brach achrein on it. And there are different renditions of exactly how this conversation went. Right? One rendition is it's all one conversation. It's all one maisa. And there's a machlekes. What happened to you? What did Rav Zeira tell Rav Yirmiyah? Did Rav Zeira tell Rav Yirmiyah he made a bracha achreina because it was a very large zayis, and there's a whole Torah that a shir is a zayis aguri, and it means it's an average zayis, and he had a huge zayis that a pizza. Like, it's like, all right. So then he had the weight of whatever kizayis is. Okay. They get the pass. So from here we learn that if a person eats less than the shear, what do we learn? He doesn't make any bracha achrein at all. Or maybe, according to some Rishonim, he'll make a bari nefashos, right? Or maybe he should not be doing that. What's the halacha yotze mizeh? Or taste another way of looking at it, that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, or that the Yerushalmi's rendition was that the answer was he had a full Zayas. He didn't have the shear of his eyes, but he had a whole Zayas. So that opens up a whole new difference. What if he had a whole Zayas? What if it's Kibriyase? Why did that impact the halach of v'chaltavisavata, whatever din the rabbanon comes out of v'chaltavisavata? Once you have it, if you're going to tell me there are no shiurim, okay. But you tell me the shiur, and then chashivus. Why should chashivus play a role? In the bracha achrayna. Right? And if it's all one story, what does it mean?
Both true.
That in this particular case, he ate the olive with the pit inside, and therefore he ate it kibriyos, not a new din. He ate it with the pit inside. So you don't have to have a kezias of olive flesh. You need to have the volume of a kezias. It's all a bit strange, no? But that's what Rishonim discuss over there. Three sheets of Rishonim. Exactly what does this mean? Do you normally eat kezesim with pits? Is it like grapes? You know, but you normally eat. Or is it not normal to eat? And he did something that was not normal, and therefore he bumped up the sheet. So that's three sheets of Rishonim. I'm going to run as exactly what does it say? But that's the first thing you have to understand. You have to understand Shani Rishonim. You have to understand the. What? Why should kibriyos? That's the what the taste is telling us, and then we should understand if there is a reason why Taisus Davkov here discussed the din of water. Why water is different? That running water, you're always going to make a brach on that which is not in front of you. Then we have to understand why Taisus said bein linyan achila bein linyan shtiya. Why is that something that's remarkable? Because when it comes to the shear of shtiyah v'achila, so you've seen it in the Maamar Makom, it's a machlokes as to whether there is a time limitation as well. And there's a machlokes achrayim whether the time limitation applies to shtiyah. Right? In other words, where does it come up? Halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa, a person is drinking tea or coffee, drinking something that is hot. Or after full disclosure, Taz talks about when a person has schnapps, when a person has whiskey. Because they're also, the Taz could not imagine a person has a revius within the Bisman Tachilas Pras and a whole reveal within Taz couldn't imagine such a thing. So that's why this is very important. That's what Taisus might be saying, Bein Achila Bein Ishtiya, because the Machleik is exactly what's Pshat. How does the Shear work for Achila? Is the Shear for how does the Shear work for Ishtiya? Right? So I have to explain. So let's explain the Yesod over here. How are we to understand Beria as being a significance when it comes to Shir? No, go ahead.
Yeah, like it's like about the actual like hefsa of the object, like of the food. So therefore, from the perspective of like the food, is like no matter what, it's the bracha is shayach to it.
So hear what Yosef is saying. Yosef is saying that when we talk about the shear, okay, I have to be very careful over here. So that is that in order for the bracha to be chal, it has to be chal on a shear. So that l'chara, it's a very interesting ha'ara. However, L'chayra, that's only referring to a bracha rishayna. L'chaira, what Yosef is saying will give us a mahalach to understanding why Tosfos in the end flipped to discussing the issue of a bracha rishayna. Right? L'chaira, the end of the Tosfos is very strange because it's all, he opens up by saying, we're not talking about a bracha, we're only bracha achrayna. And then he says, but not so fast, there could be a din of a cheftza shel achila l'gavei a bracha rishayna as well. Right, and that's l'chaira how to connect the beginning and end of Tosfos. But that is not where we want to go because we want to talk about bracha achrayna. L'chaira l'gabe bracha achrayna, we're not talking about any chal l'shem of the ma'is achila. By the time you make bracha achrayna, the cheftz of shal achila is gone already. Look at
that. This might be like putting too many twisted things together, but we said the svar of a bracha is kerei l'hodos l'mei shabara.
Yeah.
And it could be that like part of bracha achrayna also acknowledges like our hodah.
So l'chaira have to say something along those lines. In other words, l'chaira the machleik is v'shanim of l'chaira's babli v'shanim of here is that when we say v'chalta v'savota v'irachta, so the Torah said you're only chayav to make a bracha achrayna after you have achila svia. So we understand that to mean, right, our muskul rishon is that you have to make a bracha achrayna on the event of being nena from this world, ad kerei kach that I ate, ad kerei kach that I was saveya. So that form of hanoah is mechayev a bracha achrayna. A maisa achila. What's called a maisa achila? Akezayas? No, it's really a maisa sviya. Achila's pochis make a sviya. Or could be, and the chayre, if that's the mahalach, so then having a bria is not, doesn't belong over here. However, if one says that a bria, that chazal were misakein, that I make a bracha achrayna on a beria, that l'chayre, that means that chazal understood that the shir of yachalta v'savata is not pshat that I make a bracha achrayna when I have a ma'is achila. Pshat is that achila sviya tells you what is a dover choshev when it comes to eating. It's defining chashivas. It's a further what Avi was connecting. If we understand that we're looking at chashivas, so you could say it's chashivas of the berry, of the bria. Chashivas of the bria could be because it benefited me to some extent. Chashivas could be kemayshu, like the bria itself. So l'chaira, if l'chaira, if when the Rebbeinu Shalom said v'achalta v'savotu v'irach l'shem l'kecha, was the Rebbeinu Shalom saying that I want you to make a bracha achrayna when you have had a certain amount of benefit from my world? L'chaira, that lines up with the idea of it being a birchas haidah. Or was the Rebbeinu Shalom saying, I want you to have a bracha achrayna when you've had some, when you've appreciated some part of my bria? So normally the most intense form of that appreciation is achilas sviya. But Chazal is saying there could be something else. When I see a complete part of the bria, so that might already be ma'orer achiyav bracha. So l'chaira, what we're saying is the following. What we're saying is that if there is a machlekes between the Babli Yerushalmi, so, right, look, if there's no machlekes, it means that he had a kezayis, he had a zayis. He had the entire date with the all with the pit inside. It's not a new din. It's just telling us, you should know what happened over there. He had a zayis, finished. So you need to have a ma'isa achila. So midin de rice, you have to have a ma'isa sviya. And with the rabbanon, a ma'isa achila. Good, well, it's done. If, on the other hand, you're saying that the Yerushalmi is being machadish over here, that it's lav davke achila, but there's another way to define the chiyuv bracha achrayna that I had l'chayra, that I had l'chayra, that I can't call it an achila chashuva, having one pomegranate seed. You can call it that I had, that I had a, coming back to what Yosef was saying, I had a dover chashuv. My dover chashuv could have been that I had a certain benefit from the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, or my dover chashuv could have been that I had a certain hasog in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. So that could be, kezayis would be if the chashivas was coming from that this gave me a certain benefit, and a prayed of alma, a biri b'alma could be if my the chashivas came from a certain connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu's bria. Normally, my connection to the bria is either achila, either anah. But there could be such a thing as having an appreciation, having a bria chashuv, of seeing a bria bifnei yatzma. I have to explain a little bit better why a pomegranate seed should be a birya chashuv
l'cher. Well, that's more obvious. That should be a bracha.
Say this one, sorry?
One of that is more obvious to bracha on pomegranate seed.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Why?
Because Kadosh Baruch Hu, when I get enough in Baruch Hu's world, so then that gives me greater appreciation of the l'cher. No, Ari.
On the same lines, like, can we say that maybe that we just not should create things that are this size, because that's like the, I guess, the shear for that thing that we could benefit from. Like that shear maybe has some sort of seal.
It's hard to say, though. It's hard to say that when it comes to a small grape, or certainly when it comes to pomegranate seed, it's hard to say that.
Why the pomegranate seeds?
Why I'm picking pomegranate seeds? Because the Tesis said, no, the Tesis said, yeah. And that lechara, they're very, very small. No.
Why the pomegranate seeds?
Why the pomegranate seeds? The pomegranate seeds are the virio. They come from the whole pomegranate.
It's a good question, but that's what he says, no?
Yeah, he's asking like on that.
Because that is a... Because it's a... that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. So you're... But to go the next step, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria in such a way because when it gets Hana from...
Say a pomegranate seed is different than like an olive. Because an olive is itself. A pomegranate seed is tumen in
tumen. I know, but it's not. Lechor is hard to say that. Lechor is hard to say that. No? Good, Avi?
I'm just clarifying that whether you say the Yerushalmi and the Bavi are arguing or whether they're not, there's still going to be that chiddush of making a bracha on a birya.
I don't think so.
Meaning either the Yerushalmi says that in and of itself, or even the Bavli agrees to that chiddush. No?
No, if they're saying the same thing, right, that means he ate an olive with a pit inside of it.
With that, an argamar or a Yerushalmi?
If they're saying the same thing.
Not
necessarily. And that's why there's the concern of it being a kezias or not.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, what you're saying is correct. Yes, correct. Yeah, I stand corrected. Correct.
I thought the question was saying that like the olive was presented as if it was a beer, even though
it was taken out. Yeah, that's machlokes
b'shanu. How can you say they ate the pit? That's a damer shabbo. They don't eat pits.
when you have you ever, what was the last time you had a non-seedless grape?
I mean, I don't know.
Anybody here remember having a non-seedless grape?
They're very different. A seed in there is a lot smaller than a pit.
So did you when you had naan, did you spit the spits out or not?
Yeah, they're very different.
Is that?
Yeah.
So I remember once, this goes back by the 70s, I was eating there, I was by some family there in Israel, and they put in a great pits. We got put out a plate of of grapes with seeds inside of it. But they didn't put out anything to put the seeds in. So I was a little kid then. So I was having the grapes, and I was storing the pits in my cheek. They were hoping I'd be able to. And somebody else must have made some comment. And they made a comment about the American and Funakim that they don't swallow grapes with seeds. So I was a little kid sitting there with a whole cheek full of. I don't even have a Funak, so I started swallowing the seeds. So I don't know. But olives, but olives are larger pits. So, just a quick to look at a very important Ramban. We're not going to do the famous part. We'll do the less famous part. Because it's very important in terms of our avoda. So on Sunday we'll continue with Hashem. We'll finish up the beginning of the place of Mamole Lugma. It's very important. And maybe we'll get to Baruch Shem. We'll probably do on Monday. It's a separate sugya in itself. So the Gemara says, and in Halacha L'Maaseh, we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah and the tea. So the Gemara says, Chumash says, when you put on your tefillin, so it's Laman Tiye Teres Hashem Beficha. The Torah tells us what we're supposed to be, how the avoda that's involved in putting on tefillin. Uperish etichtev al yodchal b'nei necha yitzias mitzrayim v'tizkor oisai tamid. Okay, in other words, the event of yitzias mitzrayim should be a constant part of our machshavos. The Torah explains, l'man shetiyah teres Hashem b'ficham l'shmor mitzvah sov v'sev resov ki hu adui necha poitcha mi beis avodim. So the Ramban is saying that when we put on our tefillin, so that's supposed to be a recommitment to everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Shetiyah teres Hashem b'ficha l'shmor mitzvah sov v'sev resov, because we owe it to him, because he was poit us. L'chor tzerach iyon. Why it says Shetiyah Teres Hashem Beficha Leman Tishmar Mitzvah Sevesei Resav. But that's Nekuda number one. Pasuk tells us it's one of the Lema'ans in Chumash. So when we do the mitzvah, V'nei Shorish HaMitzvah Zu Shenaniach Tzav Yitzias Mitzrayim Ala Yad V'Ala Rosh K'neged Alei V'Amoyach Shem Yishkinois HaMachshava. So number one, that we put our tefillin on K'neged Alei V'Amoyach. This is part of the every day, put on tefillin, this what's going on in our minds. So there are many, many svarim, including the kind of the kapitel, the paragraph that one says before putting on tefillin, talk about harnessing the mind and the ma'isa. So Ramban's approach is harnessing the intellect and the emotions. It's a different. In other words, the Ramban understands the reason why the tefillin are over here is because we couldn't put them over here. It's keneged alev. That's the easier place to put them. So there's one mahalach in machshava that we are harnessing the machshava and the ma'isa together. And the emes is chasam seifers is a beautiful word. He says we put the tefillin shal yad on before we put on tefillin shal rosh. L'chayra, you would say the machshava comes before ma'isa, so we should put the shal rosh on first, and then put on the shal yad. Chasam Sofer says no, because in order for us to have the machshava that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have, we have to do the ma'isim Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. But the Ramban is a different al mahalach. Keneged aleiv al moach sheim mishkan noisa machshava. Because there are different parts of machshava. There is the deductive, there's the analysis, there is the hashkafa, and then there's the emotional part. L'chor is what it means. Two different mishkan noisa machshava. Hinei nechtav b'parshas kadesh v'yikiv yachav b'teitov mipnei ha-mitzvah zois shenitztaveinu v'emlasis yitzis mitzroim teitov is ben einenu. We have to make it into something that is ben einenu. And in Shema v'yishamaya V'yadvor mesher nochem mitzav yom al levavecha and l'teitov is ben einecha. V'lachein, and therefore we put shem ha-mitzvahs ha-yichud, shem mitzvahs ha-yichud, v'zichrin kol ha-mitzvahs v'oin shen z'charen, v'chol shorish b'amuna. So the parsha is not only a parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. L'chore, the parsha of V'hoyim Shemoyah is a parsha of Schar V'oynesh. The parsha of Shema is the parsha of Yichud Aboyrei. So L'chayra, it's more than putting the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kaddish and V'hoyim V'yachah and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shema doesn't have Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what the Ramban says, that the halach, that the machshava behind tefillin is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and is Yichud Aboyrei and Zichrin Kol HaMitzvos. Val Derech HaEmes, Ve'omar leZichrin Ben Einecha, Votz leZichrin Ben Einecha. Yunchu b'mokem azikaron. So again, this is to be the end of the Ramban, is what many people quote. But there are three parts of the Ramban. The first part of the Ramban is a very fascinating part. That sheyunchu b'mokem azikaron beino einayim shureishus hamoya. You put the tefillin in the area, the space that's defined by the eyes, between the eyes. It's defined by the eyes. Because the eyes is the way that memory begins. And reconfiguring what you see when you no longer see it. Right? In other words, you see an event, you see a person. So you see the person. Then, when you think about how that person looks, so it's your mind recreating. So all of memory begins with seeing something. And then so the tefillin sit at the beginning of the perceiving of something. And then they're tied to the back of one's head. Because the back of the head is what is the area of the brain that contains the images that your eyes have seen. You know that in the Ramban's time, they had mapped out different parts of the brain and had attributed different activities in parts of the brain. And I've been given to understand that most of that is not correct, but it's also been given to understand that the memory center is at the back of the brain, that is still appreciated in the world of science this way. Again, that's what I've been told. But that's not the important part of it. Shuv emtso aser roish lo mitzad echad, oishasham shorshei einayim umishom yehi ruus. He says, so therefore the tefillin are connecting the way that we look at something to the way that we remember it and perceive it. So that's number one. So one of the yesodes of the mitzvah of tefillin is that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to perceive and reconfigure through the prisms of these parshas. Right? In other words, the tefillin are really prisms. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to say there's Yichud Al Borei, and there's Schar Va'Oinesh and Mitzvahs, and there's Yitzias Mitzrayim, and these are the prisms from which we're supposed to appreciate, view things, and these are the prisms in which we're supposed to then reconfigure and integrate them into our thinking. So, that's the one of the yesodos the Ramban has in the mitzvah of tefillin, the parshas. So, when we see events, the tefillin remind us to view the event as Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing this event about. Yichud HaBorei, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there may be a way of upgrading our avodah through this event. That's Scharvan, in general terms, the Toyim Shemaya. That there may be a way of seeing an opportunity to be moided to the Ribbono Shel Olam through this event. And ultimately, that's going to be something that has to be supported by the Mishkan HaMachshava and the Mishkan of Hargosh as well. So the tefillin become a moira derech to how we're supposed to view the world. Again, and many, many, many much more to say about it. But gives us an appreciation for the mitzvahs, for the mitzvah of tefillin, and why it has Klal Yisrael appreciates that we have the importance of tefillin. Why it's v'chol yom v'yom? Why, if a person ignores it, it's considered to be a poish Yisrael begufan. And the lechora that begins to help us understand l'man tia teres Hashem b'ficha, because this supports the all-embracing part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah in our lives. And the next part of the Ramban, it's also a very, very important idea of how each mako contributed to the Ta'ara Muna, but that's left to leave for another time.
Where's the
Tzvila Shalev comes in, it's the same parshas. It means they are emotional lives also.